Let's begin with the premise of the film, because it's quite an absurd premise on paper. You know, a father dragging his son along to a hotel where he's seeking salvation in that sense. And so how do you reconcile these two extremes from something which seems quite funny and far-fetched on paper, but when you're executing that, it's got a very humanistic feel to it?
I don't know. I think when you're writing or when you're making the film, it's important to focus on the characters and the people and to know that these people are real people. I think the sooner you start not viewing them too much as just characters, but viewing them as individuals who are going through their personal issues, who are, and you know, not even negating the fact that it's humorous, because I've tried to put some, you know, I mean, I think the situation lends itself to humor. So I think, you know, not negating that, because life is funny sometimes as well. Life is emotional, it's funny, it's sad, it's happy, it's many things. So I think trying to find this balance and allowing yourself to kind of go with that is something, I think that's what I've tried to do.
Talk about Banaras and Varanasi, which is almost a character in the film. It's such an important part of where the film is placed and how you actually view the film, how you experience the film. Tell us a bit about how the city actually brings the film alive.
Well, I mean, one thing that you said that I always tell people is that this film cannot be made anywhere else, because it's based on a belief that only happens in Varanasi, and the story cannot be set anywhere else. It's not one of those films. And, you know, Banaras is a city that's so interesting for me, because, you know, when you try to explain Banaras to someone, it's always hard to explain it to someone who doesn't know anything about it. You say it's an ancient city, but somehow that doesn't do, you know, that gives you an idea that it's very old. But when you go there, it's this place that's, you know, fighting between its modernity and its religious / traditional quality to it. At the same time, it's still part of India. It's still part of an India that's developing. And so it's this place that's, I think, stuck between many worlds. And it's so unique, because I don't think there is a comparable. You can always say, you know, Mumbai is, you can kind of describe Mumbai in some way by saying it's a city and you know, you have comparables to it in the rest of the world, but I don't think there is a city that's comparable to Varanasi. And in this film, it definitely plays a huge character. You know, I think the texture of the film and is completely from the city, you know. So I think a lot of the characters as well, they embody these different worlds that the city is stuck in, you know, whether it's the old man, whether it's the middle, whether it's the son, or whether it's the daughter. I think the three of these characters who represent different generations, different beliefs, I think somewhere Varanasi is like these three people as well.
In that sense, almost it feels like the city is a broader sort of metaphor for how India sees itself right now, stuck between the old and the new.
No, it was a very conscious decision to kind of explore that aspect of India and this aspect of the city. And you're absolutely right again that it is a city that's... That Adil's character and the city are, I think, facing similar, and India as a whole are facing similar conundrums. Even if you read the newspaper today, the issues that we're having are so, sometimes you feel they're not very modern issues in a way. You know, we're still debating, religion plays such a huge part of our daily life even today. And I think we are still figuring out our own identity and which is the way forward, you know, how much of our own values we want to retain while we move forward. I think this is something that I think we're always going to battle with in our country.
And moving on to one of the other things that struck me was actually the use of the background score. And it's a gentle strumming, which you don't see in Indian cinema quite a lot. You know, generally the background score comes in quite heavy-handed.
Well, I knew I was going to have a background score in the film very early when I was writing the film, because I used to write to the musician I ended up working with, Tajdar Junaid. I used to write to his music. I used to use his music for inspiration, especially this one track. But, you know, I think music is a very tricky part of cinema, because it's a challenging part of what to put when and how much. And you know, it's kind of, it's very, very important. And I think a challenging part of the process. But me and Taj always talked about the importance of silence, the importance so that when the music does come, it leaves an impact on you in this case.
I've seen that there is a resurgence in especially new directors actually using place and telling stories which are actually written in India. And I've found that I've discovered more of India in the way that I've seen it growing up in our stories currently than I've seen it ever before. So do you think that our generation and the new crop of directors like yourself are now trying to tell stories which have always been there but never been represented on screen? We've seen them through mythology and folk stories. They've been passed on, but that sense of place, that sense of Indian culture, but in a very Indian way, not trying to dress it up, has never been done. But now we can see that in films like Masaan and your films like yourself. How do you see that?
I think it's a fantastic thing that's happening, that we're telling stories about India in India. I think it's now a very, it's like you said, it's something that's, I don't want to call it a trend, but like you said, more and more filmmakers are exploring this. And what's happened is that many filmmakers are now coming from all parts of India to Mumbai to make films. And they've realized that they just need to tell their own stories. So you have, you know, people from Bihar, people from UP, from Delhi, even, you know, all over India coming to Bombay to make films. And I think, me too, I want to say that me too, I'm finally discovering India in a new way cinematically that I don't think I had in the 90s, for instance, or even in the 2000s. You know, we were still shooting films in Switzerland and France, and which is always going to continue to happen, I think, a little bit. But I think the fact that now that, you know, the small town is the new cool in India, you know, for a lot of filmmakers. And I think that's fantastic. It's great when good things are cool, I think. You know, I think this is a very positive trend. And what it does is it encourages the next filmmaker who's going to be thinking about his film, the new filmmakers, or even the ones who've been making films for a while, to go back in their own past and their own history and their own cultures and continue to tell those stories. So I think this is I'm really excited to continue watching movies from all over India. I think that's really cool.